Hello, this is Graham Freire. I'm talking to Averil Branson. She's an author here in Gosport. And you also like to go travelling, don't you,
Averil? I love going on holiday, yes.
Where are your favourite places?
Well, Lanzarote, I think, stands out. I've been there twice over the last 3 years. It's wonderful. People are wonderful. We just loved it, my husband and I. Where else? I went on a Caribbean cruise.
What?
With the girls, without my husband, all girls.
Oh, I see.
We had a wonderful time. Absolutely, visiting all the Caribbean islands, absolutely wonderful. I love Puerto Rico. I think the people were lovely in Puerto Rico. Dancing in the streets, all loud music playing, and everybody was happy. It was a wonderful place, yeah. I liked Puerto Rico too.
We were going to do this interview in your garden, a delightful garden here, with some wonderful goldfish and plants and things, but the wind, I'm afraid, defeated us.
Yes,
so we've withdrawn indoors. And so, where have you got planned next to go travelling?
Well, we've got a little trip in September. We're going to Norfolk because I haven't been up that side. We have been various places around England. We used to go on a lot of the little Sun holidays, little promotions with the Sun. And we've done a lot of places that we probably would never have gone if we hadn't have done those little holidays. So we're going to Norfolk, and I want to go to Kingsling.
Yes.
And the places around the Norfolk Broads. We haven't done those yet.
You must try and get to Cromer.
Cromer, yes, that's another place I was told, yes.
Apparently the crab there is wonderful.
Yes.
If you enjoy that
sort
of seafood.
Oh, I love fish food, yeah. Yes. Seafood are wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, that's the next one. And then we'll probably go back to Tenerife maybe next year. I like Tenerife as well.
So you enjoy the sunshine, obviously.
Yes, I do, yeah. I like the sunshine. I like the Canary Islands. And I've been learning Spanish, so it's also nice to be able to try and, you know, practice a little bit of lingo out there with the Spanish. My husband makes me laugh because I'll try and say it in Spanish, and he'll go up on the bar and he'll say, "I'll have 2 pints of beer and a glass of Diet Pepsi, please." and a bloke, he'll give it to him, and there's me trying to figure out what to say in Spanish. Though he sort of blows it all out the water for me a bit, really.
That's husbands for you.
Yeah, it's not much fun. Yeah, but yeah, I like the Spanish islands. The Spanish people are nice. We find them quite very friendly.
And the food, do you like that?
Yes, I love paella. Yes,
really?
I love paella. Yeah.
And of course, you get some wonderful seafood out there, can't you?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it's fresh when you stay around the little fishing villages. Just wonderful. Menorca was nice too. We went to Menorca. That was a nice little place.
I've heard it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I've not been there.
Very quiet, not so commercialised as Mallorca. Menorca is a very pretty little island. Yeah, that was nice too. Yeah, enjoyed that.
So, is there a book there somewhere, do you think? You'll have to go researching, maybe.
Could possibly think of something. I'm sure my imagination runs away with me. It runs wild. It really does. Just only the other day, I was looking at the man riding on his bicycle, and they've been highlighting the fact that the dangers of riding bicycles on the roads these days with the traffic getting too close. And I got home and I thought, I can write a little story about that. So I've written, it's in my mind, I'm about to write a comical short story about the way the man tries to get round that. His bicycle, and of course it's quite chaos, hopefully, with the book. with the short story anyway.
So there are always ideas popping up.
Yes, I've got I don't know where they come from. I really don't know where these ideas come from. They astound me sometimes. It's like when I'm writing, and somebody said to me the other day at the U3A meeting, you know, about the characters. Well, I said it's strange because I've heard other authors say this as well, that you never know where your characters are going to go or what they're going to do.
You let them write the story for you.
They do. You start off on one chapter and you're not really sure what's going to happen. And before you know where you are, you finish the chapter and you think, well, wow, what happened? Where did that come from? You know, the characters really take you where they want you to go. with their stories. It's amazing.
It's a bit spooky, really, when you think about it.
I think it's very clever, really, where it comes from. I just don't understand it. I believe sometimes that you have you have certain spirit guides watching over you, and I do believe that. And then you do certain feats in your life, a spirit guide will come along and help you.
So books written from beyond, as it were.
Well, help, I think. Maybe help from beyond, yeah. I believe that because I was stories told when I was starting to be interested in the spiritual world and everything, that you have a spiritual guide, which they call your gatekeeper all your life. And then during your lifetime, you have different guides who come into your life and help you with different things that you try, different tasks that you want to do. Like if you want to do carpentry, then somebody with that ability in the spirit world will come and guide you, help you. And different things in other things, like, for instance, I've just started to learn to crochet. I've never done crocheting in my life. I knitted, but never crocheting. And I found it extremely difficult. And all of a sudden, it's just clicked with me. And I couldn't understand how all of a sudden it suddenly dawned on me what I was doing wrong. I really think you get these little helpful hints from somewhere else, somewhere.
There's a book in there somewhere.
Yes, I'm sure there is. People think I'm totally mad. But,
Who cares?
I don't care. I don't really care. I mean, we all believe in different things, don't we? I mean, we'd be silly if we thought that we went through life without help from anybody else, because we do get help, whether we realise it or not. The help is given. And if you ask for help, you get it given as well.
It's nice to think about.
It is nice. You know, when you want to park somewhere, for instance, if you're going somewhere and you're frightened and you might not get a parking space, you just ask the spirit to find you a parking space, and 9 out of 10 times there's one there for you. It's unbelievable.
Who needs sat nav?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Avril, thank you very much indeed
you're
for your
welcome.
Time.
Take you're care. Welcome. Thank you.